Good day, everyone. My name is Giulio Sinibaldi, and I am an analyst in the consumer research practice at Analysys Mason. Today, I'm going to talk to you about messaging, in particular about application-to-person messaging, a market that is growing worldwide, in which one of the oldest telecom consumer services, SMS, is still receiving a lot of attention. After becoming marginalized by over-the-top in the person-to-person communication space, or P2P, in all but few countries, SMS is growing again thanks to its popularity as application-to-person, or A2P, messaging channel. A2P messages are all those messages that you receive in your phone, SMS client, or on your Viber, WhatsApp, WeChat, and Facebook Messenger inbox. Those messages come from a brand or an organization, and they're telling you about a promotion, are delivering you a discount code or a train ticket, or they are confirming the doctor's appointment. In this episode, I will tell you a little bit more about the emerging trends in the A2P messaging landscape, based on the results of Analysys Mason Application-to-Person Messaging Worldwide Trends and Forecast 2019 to 2024. Businesses worldwide are becoming more reliant on messaging solutions to communicate directly with their customers. Sending messages through SMS, a website, OTT communication apps, and social media services is a cheap, effective, and efficient means of confirming transactions, communicating promotions, and resolving simple customer service inquiries. The A2P messaging market is therefore growing strongly in terms of traffic and enterprise spend in all regions, and they are growing across all its components. With these components are SMS, which is a category that includes circuit-switched SMS and MMS messages that are generated and terminated on operators' networks. Operator IP messages. This category includes A2P traffic from operator-provided IP messaging services, and this category mainly includes RCS business messaging, the GSMA-backed and Google-powered new standard for messaging clients. Then the non-operator and OTT IP messages, and these are IP-based messages sent using communication apps such as Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, and WeChat. And then all the services that are related to A2P messaging and are built outside the traditional paper transaction model. These include short alphanumeric long codes, monthly fees for CPaaS platforms, number lookup services, and intelligence tools. We categorize them as fixed fees. The business spend on A2P messaging worldwide will grow from $27 billion in 2019 to $40 billion in 2024, because the demand for A2P messaging services is steadily increasing in all regions. SMS has historically been the main channel for A2P messaging traffic and enterprise spend, but its market share will decrease in the coming years due to the rise of OTT communication apps, the rollout of RCS, and business demand for omni-channel A2P messaging solutions. SMS is and will remain the dominant A2P channel due to its unmatched universal reach, highest read rate, security and spam protection filters. SMS accounted for 88% of enterprise A2P spend and 83% of traffic in 2019, but these figures will fall to 75% and 60% respectively by 2024. A2P SMS fits the traditional volume-based A2P messaging business model that serves use cases such as promotion, one-time passcodes, and reminders. And there is still potential for growth because the number of businesses and organizations adopting A2P messaging solution is expected to grow in all regions. but the other channels are going to grow even more. In fact, the largest share of growth in the enterprise A2P spend will be captured by other elements of the A2P messaging market. SMS will grow by 6.1 billion in spend worldwide, but the other three elements combined will grow by 6.6 billion. Businesses will widen their A2P messaging strategies to include multiple channels in order to reach more consumers and address a wider variety of use cases. They can do so with relative ease, and this will allow them to achieve scale while controlling cost, thanks to the wider availability of flow builders and communication platform as a service providers. One of those opportunities that A2P messaging offers businesses is the ability to move away from using call centers and to instead adopt cloud-based contact centers as the core customer support channel. Businesses will be able to build a direct communication channel with their customer base, especially within RCS and OTT apps, that will allow them to operate and customize their direct-to-consumer messaging channel. This one is one of the seven use case categories included and analyzed in our traffic and enterprise spend forecast. Most of the demand for customer service A2P use cases will be intercepted by OTT communication services such as Facebook, WhatsApp, WeChat, and other apps. The majority of the customer service A2P traffic will come from OTT communication services because these apps are currently actively being used to target this segment, and they offer a wider reach than RCS, and they will continue to do so in most countries until 2024. The enterprise spend for customer service use cases will grow the most out of all A2P messaging use cases, from 2.1 billion in 2018 to 4.2 billion in 2024. An OTT and operator IP channel will account for 54% and 26% of the traffic, respectively, by 2024. Global platforms such as Facebook Messenger and WhatsApp, and regional propositions such as Viber, have almost reached complete penetration for P2P communication in the countries where they are dominant. And they are approaching SMS in terms of scale. Enterprises can easily adopt the A2P messaging services of these platforms because they are available at a minimal additional cost and have already registered high levels of engagement with their customer base. LINE in Japan and Taiwan and KakaoTalk in South Korea are examples of OTT platforms that have gained prominence in the A2P messaging market, building on their dominance of P2P communication. A significant amount of uncertainty persists regarding RCS. It is not supported by many operators. In fact, by January 2020, only four countries around the world are having all major operators supporting RCS. And it is unclear how long it will take for RCS to be present in a sufficient share of handset for it to rival OTT platforms. The opt-in rate for Android users is expected to be low, and Apple has not yet committed to support RCS business messaging. The prospects for RCS are currently most favorable in few countries where there is not a single dominant OTT ecosystem and where operators have been proactive in rolling out RCS. Operators will benefit from the A2P market growth in the short term, but they must be proactive to secure long-term revenue growth. Operators will benefit from the growth in A2P SMS in the short term, but they must be proactive in rolling out RCS business messaging and increasing RCS penetration among smartphone users in order to remain relevant in the relationship between enterprises and consumers. The use of OTT communication services for A2P messaging is at early stages, but OTT providers have demonstrated that they are quick at adapting
their user experience of their on their platforms and to address new consumer and business use cases. Therefore, they may gain A2P market share very quickly as a result.